Hi, I am Lisa, and this poster combines some of the results from my PhD thesis carried out with colleagues at Oxford and Imperial College London. Individuals that socialize more frequently, for example via grooming each other, share more similar gut microbiota than expected by chance. In turn, some gut bacteria, for example pathogens, that cause visible symptoms in other individuals may change focal host behavior from social to more avoiding. Little is known about whether a similar interdependence may be present between host mating behavior and its reproductive tract microbiota as well. Whilst human-based studies have informed us on the shared seminovaginal microbiome between sexual partners, the microbiome field is still in the dark regarding whether bacteria partake in who decides to mate with whom, whether compatibility between partners' reproductive tract microbiotas determines fertilization success, and whether sexually transmitted bacteria dictate the structure of host social networks. Due to the nature of these themes, the reproductive tract microbiota research questions may be easier to experimentally test in a non-human model system that exhibits strong mate choice and that mates frequently and with multiple partners, allowing for ample opportunities for host-host bacterial transmission, just like the red jungle fowl we used in our study. We had two objectives in mind. First, we wanted to explore the female and male reproductive tract microbiotas in their entirety, including ejaculate microbiota collected from males. We then wish to investigate what happens when the female and male microbiotas come in contact during mating. The different sample types were characterized by a 16S rRNA gene Illumina-MiSeq sequencing. Drawing your attention to the results panels now, starting with panel A, we report that females and males harbor 6 specific microbiotas across the continuum of their reproductive tracts that also differ from the digestive tract controls. Looking at panel B, we find bacterial diversity variation across the female oviduct, with a reduction in diversity in the parts of the oviduct where the fertilized egg is still without its protective shell. This type of biogeographical microbiota variation is absent in males and is potentially suggestive of female-mediated microbiota maintenance. Looking at panels C and D, we report that individuals that secure fewer partners diverge in their cloacal microbiota in comparison with individuals that mate with more partners across the mating population. Importantly, the bacterial exchange during mating is sex-specific, with females showing increased post-mating bacterial diversity compared to their pre-mating state. Considering that females seem to enforce maintenance on their reproductive tract microbiota, mating may be more costly for females. Therefore, our research suggests that sex-specific microbiotas may lead to a sexual conflict between females and males. I hope that this has inspired you to start viewing your research through the evolutionary lens as well. If you're more interested, please check out our review on reproductive microbiomes or drop me a line via the contact details highlighted in the poster. Thank you for your attention.